This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Barry Sferluga was there. He wrote the piece, and I've read dozens of them today, that best exemplifies how I feel about this situation. And he joins us now on Grant and Danny live from Chicago. The show today is being presented by CDWG, bringing together experts, technologies, and partners like Dell to turn complexity into simplicity. IT orchestration by CDWG, people who get it. Barry, your column was perfect. We'll read some excerpts over the course of this interview. But what happened at that press conference? Was Dusty Baker not properly prepared? Did he not understand the scope of what was happening? Because I feel like if Strauss was sick and he can't start, then all of this is a lot ado about nothing. But it all began by this under the weather, we're going with Roark because he gives us the best chance, everyone's sick, there's mold stuff. What happened?
Well, I think you're right, Grant. And I think one of the reasons I wanted to write this morning was, he had to be either not prepared properly or not understand the enormity of the situation. Everybody in baseball thought that a rainout yesterday favored the Washington Nationals because Steven Strasburg is throwing the ball as well as or better than any pitcher in the game. You, by getting a delay of game four by one day, you're not asking him to go on short rest, you're asking him to go on normal rest. We knew the forecast was bad for Tuesday, so there was plenty of time to say to Strasburg, hey, there's a possibility we would want you to pitch game four if it was delayed a day. What do you need to do? What do we need to do to help you make that a possibility? And if he was sick, and I think, you know, it's very dangerous territory to accuse a professional athlete of, and I'm not accusing Strasburg of this, of faking an illness or an injury or opting out. We don't know what their bodies feel like, so this is, it's dangerous territory. What's not dangerous territory is, if he is sick, to say emphatically that he is unable to pitch physically. Because he is physically compromised, Tanner Roark gives us a better chance. And here is some information about what Strasburg has. He has a temperature of blank. He has been getting fluids and taking blank. Some sort of way to not just gloss over, like, I mean, the phrase under the weather kind of puts down the illness, makes it seem less severe. So something was not handled that way correctly. Either Dusty did not know or could not explain correctly what was going on with the guy that the entire baseball world thought should take the ball in game four.
Barry, I'm with you, and I don't call out guys for toughness or kind of whatever else willy-nilly. The determination that he's too sick to pitch on Wednesday, today, really is made Monday, right? With that bullpen where he's so run down, so malaised, according to what the Nationals are now saying, not what Dusty said, but what they're now saying, that you can figure out he's going to be too sick 2 days from now. What I can't get past then, if that's true, what is he still doing at the ballpark on Monday? What is he still doing working out with his teammates on Tuesday? What is he doing in the tiny clubhouse that is at Wrigley Field, where every breath is exhaled, is inhaled by his 24 other teammates and managers and clubhouse people? If he's this sick, if he's this bad, in such a bad way, how could they possibly let him just hang out and not be back at the hotel or at an urgent care unit or at the hospital or something? That's the part I can't get past.
And that's, I think, one of the biggest questions. This isn't a regular modern, even visiting clubhouses today are pretty spacious and have training rooms and places where you could kind of sequester somebody who you know, may be sick. I mean, it is not atypical for a club, particularly with a starting pitcher, to send them, you know, back to the hotel or, if necessary, to a hospital I really think back to the hotel is what we're talking about here, to rest up, recuperate. If, in fact, he was at the ballpark on Monday and Tuesday because he was trying to push through and see, like, hey, how do I feel? I'm going to go through these motions. I'm going to see how it feels like when I get out there. Could I pitch on Wednesday? Then please feel free to articulate that. Say, this guy was trying to do the best he could to get himself in position to help this team at its most important time, a time when its season could end. And what he learned about his body in that time was he can't really do it, and we're better off with Tanner, and we'll give him a full another day to try to recuperate and be able to go out there for game five. I mean, I think one thing that's lost in all this is that if he's really very sick, then why are we just convinced that he's going to go out there and be aces in a fifth game? So I thought if exactly what you said, Danny, that if he is that compromised and he's at the ballpark, the club needs to do a little bit better job explaining what he was trying to get accomplished at the ballpark.
Barry Svrluga's column, Steven Strasburg and Nationals commit biggest error of the season. You should check it out. It's outstanding. What do you think happened here? How did we get here, in your opinion? Kind of peeling back some of the dissection and just your thoughts as a guy who knows more about this club than anybody.
Well, I mean, I think you get into dangerous territory when you try to figure that out and you know, don't have everything in front of you. I when I wrote this morning, I wanted to be very clear about, here is what we know. And what we know is the Nationals could be eliminated today. Their best pitcher, arguably, is on regular rest, and he is not pitching. Again, take what the club says at face value. He is sick. I think the problem that this shows is really what has become kind of a normal miscommunication for the Nationals. They do not handle issues from rainouts to injuries to staff changes very well in terms of getting the information to the public. And I think that yesterday, over the course of the day, you knew that there was a very, very good chance that this game was not going to be played, and that the very first question, the only question that mattered, was going to be, who will pitch game four? Why won't it be Strasburg if that's the case? And everybody in the organization has to anticipate that question, very easy to anticipate, and prepare everybody who might be asked with the proper answers. I think that was the major failure here. The ancillary things are that Dusty doesn't look good because he didn't look prepared, and Strasburg's reputation will take a hit because it looks like he's not pitching with a minor illness. The what happened, the particulars of what happened, I think that gets to very, very dangerous territory about speculation and all that.
And for the record, Barry Svrluga, the Post, is with us. Just got a tweet from one of the Nats beat reporters saying, last night it was announced that Strasburg would be today's pregame press conference attendee. The new MLB release says Nationals player is to be determined. So he may or may not be at the podium today to give us more answers. Barry, thanks so much. The column was fantastic.
Thanks, Barry.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
FP Santangelo, 11:30, of course, Masson Sports. Dave Jago, the voice of the Nationals here on The Fan at 12:45. Let's get your thoughts next. 800-636-1067. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines wide open. Your reaction to the news that Strasburg will not go. Your expectations and hopes for Tanner Roark tonight. We're Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.